The biggest secret is to understand that time which God has set. In the rules of prophetic power, those who rule with precision are the only ones who dominate. It isn't a trying and error where you say, I'm trying this or I want to do this. No. It is those who rule with divine precision. I want to show you a very important thing tonight. What we'll be doing tonight. Do you know how many people were in Israel in the days of David? And God said, I'm God of the people of Israel. Yet in reality, the only one who was enjoying that God was David. God would come down and promise everyone. But that night, he would speak to one man. You're not getting it. God will show up and say, I'm God, I've come down to deliver you. I will take you out of this place. And when everybody is sleeping, God will show up to one man. And then there were some four guys who refused that it must only be happening to one man. They began to have revelation. And they too, they began to enjoy what Moses was enjoying. And amongst them was Joshua. Amongst them was who? Caleb. These men refused to say, we will not only see Moses enjoying it. They stretched themselves until they accommodated the atmosphere. You're here, right? So we can speak that this is going to happen, but it's not everybody who becomes a beneficiary. And this is a danger. It's different when somebody just comes to say, I don't follow the ministry. I've just come for international visitors program. I just want to pray and I go home. Okay? It's different with a person who God has planted into the ministry. Do you hear what I'm saying?
Yes.
Did you hear that? Yes. It's different with those who God has what? Planted in the prophetic ministry. Listen, there are people who God plants. Scripture says what? They are known as what? They are plantations of the Lord. God can plant you. And when he plants you, can I show you something, right? Now, we're in a season where God said, I'm going to do victory. And he said, I'm going to do an unusual thing. I'm going to do something. Are you here, somebody? God said, I'm going to do an unusual thing, something that you have never seen. I will give you victory. There are people who have been fasting, who have been praying for years, and nothing changed. There are people who they have been having a similar situation for a longest time. But God says, I have come down to set you free. I have come down to open this breakthrough for you. Now, when God is saying that, he would only say in the terms that he has set. And as I said to you before, that every term that God has set is known as Kairos, God's appointed time. In Psalms, let's check Psalms 92, verse 13. All right. The Bible says what?
Those who are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish like the courts of our God.
Now, remember what I said? That there are those people who God plants. Now, if you see that verse there, it's not saying those who believe in God, those who are planted. So there are those who God plants. Now, when you know that I am planted here, you ought to change your attitude. There are so many people who don't even know that God has actually planted them. Somebody say, I'm the planted of the Lord. You know, it changes everything. The fact that you know that I'm planted by God. Can you imagine waking up in the morning knowing that I'm not just ordinary? Imagine you going to sleep knowing that I am planted by God. Imagine you going everywhere. You're in your car, you know, I am chosen. I am called. I have got a calling of God within me. Imagine you. It changes everything. The knowledge, the knowing changes everything. Unlike what you don't even know. It's just like you're believing. Listen, believing, it is something we do in the primary school of faith. But when you mature, you move from believing to knowing. Where I am now, I don't believe anymore. I know. Are you telling me I should believe there is God? I know there is God. It's something you must know. Something you must know. You must know it's your time. 2026 is your time. Nobody will stop you. Whether there is witchcraft, whether there is a Satanist, whether there is somebody evil, wicked, whether there are systems against you, nobody will stop you. This is my year. Somebody shout, I know it. The biggest problem we have, it is when you do not even know. So, now look at this. So, scripture says, you are the plantation of God. So, those who are planted shall flourish in the courts of our God. Are somebody here? Some here, prophet. Let's go ahead. Now, I want to show you a very important aspect right now. You ready for tonight's teaching? Huh. It's just a few minutes teaching, but it's going to, I can promise you, it's going to lift you from where you are to another level. You ready to be lifted?
Yes.
All right. Now, so when God says, I am going to do this, when God speaks of a specific period, that period, have you noticed that it's not common where God attaches a time? So we keep on just believing to say it will happen, maybe one day to one. Do you get it? But when God puts time to say it will happen at this time, it's a whole different thing. Now imagine God has given us time to say that 2026, there is a Kairos moment. There is an opening. There is a gate that has opened where every prayer has to be answered. Every request has to be met. And every vision has to come to pass. Imagine when the Kairos moment of victory. But now, there is a problem now. The problem we want to look at now is what I want to share with you. Preparing for victory. That's the message I want to share with you. So preparing for victory.
Preparing for victory.
Ah, great. Somebody shout preparation. Listen to this. We are going to the book of Matthew. Quickly, let's go into the book of Matthew. And we are going to read a very interesting scripture. In Matthew 3, verse 3, the Bible says what?
For this is he who was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight.
Now the word there, prepare the way of the Lord. Did you hear that? God can have his way towards you, but he might find you not prepared. Ah, you didn't hear this. I want somebody to say, I want to be prepared
for his way.
Prepare for the way. He says, prepare. Now, I want us to read together. Can you just go there? From the word prepare. 1, 2, 3, go read.
Prepare the way of the Lord. Make his path straight.
Again?
Prepare the way of the Lord. Make his path straight.
The word prepare there is a Greek word. It comes from the Greek word hetoimazo. Say hetoimazo. Say it again. Say hetoimazo. Heto imazo. Can you imagine the scripture saying, prepare for the way of the Lord? Prepare. Do you know there are ways of God? The ways of God. The Bible says the ways of God. We see scriptures talking about the ways of God. Are you there? They are not the ways of man. But then scripture says what? Prepare. Heto imazo. Why does God want you to prepare? Now imagine I just told you that there's going to be victory. Imagine I just spoke to you now that it's Kairos moment. But then this Kairos comes to you and you're not prepared. Imagine things come to you and you're not prepared. I remember praying for one of my spiritual daughters. She said she wants impartation. She wants God to use her in the church to grow. And I prayed for her. And I said to her, I said, make sure you are ready. She went. The church began to grow. The church grew to almost 2,000 people. From 40 members to almost 2,000 within a short period of time. The enemy packaged just one evil leader. Boom, 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 boom. She started crying. I'm resigning. I can't take this anymore. As I'm talking now, she's pastoring a very small branch. Finished her. Say these words with me. Elevation before preparation is a setup for destruction. I want you to get this. When God hides you, it is part of preparation. Amen. Do not be surprised sometimes when God takes you and hides you. Nobody talks about you. Nobody appreciates you. Nobody sees your efforts. You feel like you are just all alone. At that moment, do not think you are forgotten. You are being prepared. Amen. And the biggest problem one can do when God is preparing you, it is not to notice its preparation. There are people who are stressing instead of preparing. The man who was standing at the observation post, it was not abandonment. He had the amp time to prepare. Amen. I prophesy today, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes. God is preparing you in the name of the Lord. Somebody shout preparation. You must always realize that preparation happens before announcement. Say with me, preparation will happen before announcement. God will prepare you. Can I say it again? God will prepare you. Have you noticed how many people want to be millionaires? And yet there's no preparation. There's no structure. The church is so waste. Everyone is, I'm believing God. Hallelujah. Sarabababa, shut up. Sarabababa. There is no structure. You are not prepared. Mentally, you are not even ready. Do you understand something here? When you say heto imazo, do you know what it means? It is not just to prepare as you're hearing it in English. Let me tell you the Greek meaning of the word heto imazo. What it in fact it means? It means to prepare to conquer and to keep the place. This is not a preparation where you say, I'm preparing for a miracle. No, you are also preparing to keep it. Do you know so many people got a miracle and they lost it? Do you know how many were healed and the sickness is back? Do you know how many people were delivered and the demons are back? Do you know how many people God opened a door and now the door is closed? Because they did not heto imazo. To heto imazo, it means you are preparing to conquer to take over the territory, and after taking it, to keep it. Somebody shout, I receive revelation. That's a problem we are having. We have people who are actually fighting battles, winning, and then losing, and they don't even know they won last year. Trying to talk to somebody. There was a door that opened, and it closed again. They had a meeting to say they're having a meeting, or blah, blah, blah. Before they knew it, everything closed. Something was about to happen with the mining. Boom, everything closed. Because they do not understand preparation. Heto imazo, where you prepare to conquer, to keep. There are people who God was using them mightily. But something happened. Because the issue is, you need to be prepared to conquer, to keep. Say with me, Heto imazo. Say, every miracle I will receive and I will keep it. Do you know how many people? Listen to me. Do you know how many people? They didn't even realize it. And some of the people, something happened. Things were happening before and they lost it. You need preparation. The difference between King Saul and King David was one. David had heto imazo. Well, King Saul did he not. Wait a minute. Let me explain something over here. Can I talk?
Talk it.
Can I just come here? Come here. Come. Just come over here. All right? And can you come over here as well? Watch this. The Bible speaks of one prophet by the name Samuel. All right? So Samuel anointed King Saul. And Samuel anointed King David. I don't think of David, eh?
I receive.
Oh, he's like, yes, 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 yes. No, it's just an example. Now, so the Bible says, one prophet, are you hearing this? One is anointed King Saul, one is anointed King David. Do you understand this? That King Saul did not keep the kingdom. He was given a kingdom, but he did not what? Keep it. God came back and he said, no, I've removed you from the kingdom. You have lost your territory. But with David, the Bible says, God solemnly swear that your kingdom is forever. Ah, you're not getting it. What is the difference? The difference is so simple. King David prepared. King David what?
Prepared.
When everybody was enjoying a nice life in town, the Bible says he was in the bush. What was he doing? He was training with the bears. He was fighting with the lions. Nobody saw his success. The man, he was put in a hiding place. There are some people right now, they are fighting the bears. They are meeting the lions. They are facing dangerous battles and nobody is seeing them. I'm telling you, the day you will come out. I said, the day you will come out. Somebody shout, I am being prepared. When you go into heto imazo, preparation, you receive victory even before the battle has started. Say again, say preparation. They knew the reason you are facing all these things. God is preparing you. You receive victory before the battle has even started. When the enemy shows up, that's when we see your preparation level. You will lose your territory. You will lose your victories, which you have already won. There are people, they have lost things, which they already won. Because they were not prepared to conquer and keep. They only prepared to conquer. I receive my miracle. I receive my breakthrough. A breakthrough will come. A door will open. The question is, will you keep it? Some of you, a miracle only came once. You had a breakthrough. You had a tender. A business happened. That's it. From that day, nothing is happening again. Because you did not prepare to keep those miracles to keep on happening. In heto imazo, God prepares both you and the outcome. Some of you think God just preparing you. No, God is also preparing what is going to happen. Me, I spend more time praying for preparation. Somebody say, Lord, prepare me. Say it again, Lord, prepare me. In 1 Corinthians 2, verse 9, can we read it?
But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of a man the things which God has prepared for those who love him.
Did you hear that? The things which God has what?
Has prepared for those.
Aha! So you can see God prepares you, but he also prepares what? The outcomes. There are things which God has prepared. Then he says, prepare for the way of the Lord. Heto imazo. In Matthew 3:3. Heto imazo. Prepare for the ways of the Lord. What are the ways of God? Healing is the way of God. Breakthroughs are the ways of God. Deliverances are the ways of God. And then he says, prepare for the way of the Lord. He says, prepare. Heto imazo. When these things will begin to happen and you are not mentally strong, some of these breakthroughs, they come with attacks. Am I speaking to you? Some elevations will attract attacks. Some illumination, some lightings attracts insects. How would you still dominate in front of the adversary? I prophesy in the season of Hetoimazo, as God prepares you, he's preparing not only you but also for the outcome. I decree and declare that you are going to be prepared to receive but also to keep. Say in Jesus' name. Hear me. Prepared believers do not panic. Do not panic. Do not panic. If you are panicking, you are not prepared. No wonder it's not yet happening until today. That's the reason why your miracle is not yet happening. Because you are not prepared. Are you hearing what I'm saying? In the season of Hetoimazo, the Lord wants to sharpen your prayer. Sharpen your prayer. Prepare. Not only that, God also wants you to set up systems and structures. You are telling me that you're going to be a millionaire and you have no system. Don't just say, I'm preparing. No. This is a moment. Go back to your documents. I'm calling for you right now. Go back into your documents. Go back to your skills. Think in which area you are good. Find something this year. Oh my God. Am I talking to somebody right here?
Oh, yes.
Improve where you are weak. Look on your leadership. How am I doing as a leader? Which areas can I improve? When everybody was so busy, King David was sharpening his skills. You know what he said? He trains my hands for war. The man was so busy preparing. He was so busy preparing. If there is a year you must prepare, it's this year. Sharpen your skills. Have a structure. Work on your leadership, how you think, how you reason. Not just the way you do, like, oh, I'm ready to go. Hallelujah. No. God is waiting for preparation. Because what God will put upon you, it has to be everlasting. And God does not anoint. He does not give his things to structures and systems that will collapse. Joseph was prepared in prison. He had to be put in prison for preparation. When he came out, he became a prime minister. And some of you have no idea why you are facing what you are facing. And I can assure you tonight, you are being prepared. Amen. I want us to pray for preparation. Amen. 2 Chronicles 26. Let's go to chapter 27, verse 6. 1-3, go read.
So Jotham became mighty because he prepared his ways before the Lord his God.
Hey! How many are saying, I'll become mighty? Do you know the meaning of mighty? Untouchable. Do you know the meaning of mighty? When somebody is mighty, untouchable, very powerful. The Bible says he only did that. He only became that because he prepared. I want to say something to everybody else here tonight. We want to prepare. For now, these miracles that are happening, these are just small, small. The actual things have not yet started coming in your hands. We want to prepare for the ways of God. The Bible says, prepare for the way of the Lord. Prepare in Matthew 3:3. Heto imazo. And the word heto imazo, it means to prepare, to conquer a territory and keep it. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Your word says you train our hands for war. You prepare us for victories. Lord, what you're about to do upon this family is a great thing. What you're about to do upon this woman is a great thing. What you're about to do upon this man is a great thing. Father, by this reason of anointing, I pray as they raise up their hands. For preparation. Amen. Say with me, Heavenly Father, prepare me now. Heavenly Father, here I am. I cast out every compromise. I cast out every spirit of familiarity. I cast out every spirit of darkness. I pray, as I raise my hands, I'm being prepared to win and keep my victory, to break through and keep my financial breakthrough, to receive my healing and keep my healing, to receive my deliverance and maintain my deliverance. In the name of Jesus.